The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
I've been studying revolution and the roots of extremism now for probably 15 years. And I am telling you, please, I'm begging you, please pay attention to the next few minutes and join me on this search and exposing of what is called the World National Conservative Movement, because it is not conservative. It is National Socialism. It is the Nazi Party. The World National Conservative Movement got together 3 years ago to unite and fund radical nationalist race-centered extremist groups. Their goal was to, with Russian money, launch social media campaigns designed to tear apart the Western alliance country by country by turning its citizens against each other. The nationalist movement has gathered up now these 58 to 60 plus groups, and they're growing quickly. Last night on TV, and we're going to post all of this on YouTube later today, so you can share it and watch those two segments from the television show and share it with your friends. Go to the Blaze YouTube channel later today. I showed last night invitations, and one of them was to Jim Dowson. Now, he's the founder of the UK's Britain First Party. Britain First. I think he was a member of the Nazi Party, but now it's Britain First. Kind of like Arthur Jones, who was on CNN today saying, I'm not a Nazi. I used to be, but I'm now a member of America First. Gee, all these groups seem to change their names right around the same time. I wonder why. The invitation that I showed you to Jim Dowson last night, similar invitations went out to several Americans. Jared Taylor of American Renaissance, not the Nazi Party, the American Renaissance Party. He was one of the founding party partners who attended the conference. Taylor has been a vocal American white supremacist for decades. He also shares a connection with Richard Spencer, who both tried to organize a conference in Hungary that was banned at the last minute. But also Spencer, the de facto leader of the alt-right, was arrested in Budapest and kicked out of the country. Another ally of Richard Spencer and Jared Taylor is Preston Wigginton. He's the guy who invited Spencer to speak at Texas A&M University and is one of the up-and-coming rising stars in the alt-right movement. All three men were present and in leadership roles at Charlottesville. Spencer was leading the torchlit marches. Wigginton was donning a military-style helmet and marching, and Taylor was in disguise, dressed as a curly-headed Frenchman at a meeting with other prominent white supremacists. All three of these men have one thing in common, and that is the connection, direct connection, to the World National Conservative Movement and their main ideologue, Alexander Dugin of Russia. Richard Spencer's alt-right blog is littered with Dugin's sermons and his theories. His wife is Alexander Dugin's English translator. She has devoted her life to translating his works. The conference that Jared Taylor and Spencer were organizing in Hungary was supposed to be keynoted by Alexander Dugin. Preston Wigginton, the young rising star, had Dugin host a lecture via Skype at Texas A&M. Dugin also recorded a speech titled To My American Friends in Our Common Struggle for a nationalist conference organized by Heimbach recently in California, of all places. As I said earlier, Jared Taylor was also at the initial WNCM conference back in 2015. Richard Spencer, in a recent blog post on altright.com, interviewed the leader of Austria's Generation Identity Groups, another one of these Russian-controlled and Russian-fueled groups. Remember, Generation Identity is one of the founding, you know, World National Conservative Movement groups. And in that interview, the Austrian said that there are two men who are the brainchild of this movement. A guy from France, Benoist, he was mentioned. He's a Frenchman that has been talking about national identity and opposition to global globalization ever since 1970. He actually started and coined the term European New Right, but Dugin too. The Austrian activist goes as far as saying that Dugin's book, The Fourth Political Theory, is a very important book for the movement. It is their Mein Kampf. Now, Dugin not only wants only Russians, but all of Europe to become aware of their race and identity struggle. He believes that it will bring forth a racial struggle, and this will fracture the Western society and the Western alliance. This is what the Russians ultimately want. Dugin's first book, Foundations of Geopolitics, laid out a Russian plan to reclaim the influence they lost after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Remember, Vladimir Putin said that was the biggest tragedy of the 20th century, was the dissolution of the Soviet Union. There were two main pillars. One, an alliance with Germany, Japan, and Iran, and encouraging racial and ethnic tensions within all of the Western Alliance countries to break them apart. In Dugin's next book, The Mein Kampf of this movement, The Fourth Political Theory, he provided a manifesto for people like Richard Spencer and the rest of the American alt-right and the radical groups springing up all over Europe. If you think that Dugin and the World National Conservative Movement are entirely separate from the Russian government, consider that Dugin's books are now required reading at the Russian General Staff Academy. Both the book on geopolitics and the Mein Kampf. This Russia project is the largest intelligence active measure in history. They are organized. They are dedicated. And no one in the world is even focusing on them. I don't know anyone that is exposing this. There is no source to go to. And if you look for Dugin, you will find him in places like Alex Jones, in friendly situations. If you look at these sources of the world conservative movement, the world nationalist conservative movement, they all seem to really love one news source, and that is Breitbart. It has infiltrated, in Breitbart's case, because of Steve Bannon, intentionally. But I'm warning you, just as Hitler did, they will use every trap and every trick, and they will be your voice. Someone will stand up for you. You must do your research. We have to expose this group because they are not conservatives. You can say all you want. Well, somebody's doing something. That's what the German people said. These are not conservatives. These are national socialists. They will use the flag and all of its trappings to sing right to your heart. They will use nationalism, and they will use your frustration of not having a job, somebody else coming in and taking your job. They will use the idea of there are terrorists all around. Those things may be true to some degree or another, but they're only using those things. They're only using those things to stir up the hatred. As I said 10 years ago on Fox, you will see in the coming days the rise of the exact same hatreds that we haven't seen since the 1930s. Please, please don't be like the press was 10 years ago, because it is beginning. And it is, everybody dismissed the Nazi Party in 1923. Nobody was dismissing it in 1933. Please do not dismiss this warning, please, because it's not 1923. It is probably, I'm hoping, it's 1928. So many people that say, Oh, come on. How many people would have said 4 years ago, I can't imagine a Nazi party in America? How many people would have said 2 years ago, the GOP would never have a Nazi run? Well, he's running, and the GOP is not endorsing him, but they're not standing against him either. Let me rephrase that. No one has stepped to the plate to make sure that that doesn't happen. He has no chance of winning, and so everybody's like, ah, forget it. He's not going to win anyway. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Stand. Somebody in Illinois, stand up. Look, here's the great thing. You can run. You will win. But you will never have to serve because you won't win in the general. You know, drop out as soon as this guy loses if you want. Just don't let this man win the GOP nomination.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.